As they say in Ireland, top of the morning to you. I hope all is well. Friends, I think most everyone will agree with me when I say that we live in a very impatient society. In our culture today, people want instant gratification. We want instant results. Think about being in traffic. Let's say we are stopped at a red light, and we are the second car. The light turns green, but for a brief couple of seconds, the car in front of us doesn't move. What do we do? Oftentimes, we will become frustrated. We might blow the horn, or maybe even cry out loud, "Go, go, go!" We don't want to wait, even for an instant. We are impatient. Now, it has been said that patience is a virtue. In the New Testament, in the King James Version, patience is listed and mentioned on 33 separate occasions. And each time, patience is referred to as a desirable quality for the Christian. Brethren, we as Christians should desire the ability to exhibit patience in an impatient society. We want to be patient. We realize we need to be patient. We want to be a patient person. So, how do we obtain patience? Do we pray for patience? I bet many of you have heard this humorous saying before. It says this, quote, "Lord, give me patience and give it to me right now." But brethren, that's not how it works normally. Now friends, see if you agree with what I'm about to say. Listen to me here. If you pray to God for patience, isn't it possible, and perhaps probable, that God will give you an opportunity to develop patience? If you pray for courage, is it not possible God will give you an opportunity to develop courage? And if you pray for a more loving heart toward your fellow man, isn't it possible that God will give you an opportunity to help someone in need and therefore demonstrate and grow your love? We've heard it said before, be careful what you wish for because you might get it. I could add it this way, be careful what you pray for because you might get it. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for your patience with us. Grant us opportunities to grow in patience so that we can become more like you. Amen.